Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday. Thank you for joining us. The 19th day of December 2008. We'll be live here for the next 4 hours. And in the last 2 hours, we'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv today. Joining us in 1 hour, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, to break down the latest developments this week in the economy, as he joins us now every Friday. We have Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, joining us, rescheduling from last week. And Russell Wood, President of the Property Rights Congress, protecting hunting rights and land rights in Missouri. He's coming on because all over the country, not just Missouri, but they're fighting it there, they're now telling landowners, and this is really a federal initiative through the states, that not only do you have to buy hunting and fishing licenses, but you've got to basically pay a fine and a fee and sign up with the government and register your land to even be able to hunt on your own land. Not to have hunters on your land, to hunt yourself on your own land. They are just massively increasing the amount of game wardens and Department of Land Management groups around the country. Most states, it's been decades since they've ever prosecuted any type of commercial poaching operation. It isn't about poaching. We have deer and coyotes in every major city running out in front of cars. People are dying in every major state every day from hitting deer. It isn't about managing the wildlife. It isn't about stopping overhunting or grazing or anything like that. It is about control and taxation all across the country. Hunting licenses are going way up, and they're telling folks on the news, you know, they say it's a privilege to hunt. It's a privilege. And they tell you driving's a privilege, and they tell you owning a gun's a privilege. And if they can sell the public that it's a privilege, then they'll be able to basically get one over on us and bring in a greater level of feudalism and tyranny. It is not a privilege to own a firearm. It is not a privilege to hunt on your own land. It is not a privilege. We are not slaves of this corrupt, degenerate bureaucracy that has taken over our nation. So we'll be talking to Russell Wood coming up in about 3 hours from now on that subject in the fourth hour today. In the meantime, boy, is there a lot of news in front of me today. U.S. Corps of Engineers caught harassing activists on the Internet. This is from WWL Television. And they did the same thing we do. The Army Corps of Engineers, the Marine Corps, CENTCOM, the Army Psychological Warfare Divisions, they don't care. They've been told that it's okay to engage the American people. The military has admitted in press releases that they're, quote, fighting disinformation on the web. And it is illegal under federal law, but they still do it. They don't care. And they put their handles in the message boards, in the comments, when they lie about you and threaten you and spin things about you. And then you can just Google their handles, and you'll be on their own Facebook websites or their own Army subpage or on MySpace, and there they are in their uniform. And then this particular watchdog group and the media, this particular TV station, they went and tracked the IPs back, not just the handles, not just their usernames, but the IP addresses directly to the Army. Now, we have this tens of thousands of times a day. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are being hit by military IP addresses and government IP addresses, National Security Agency, CIA, foreign governments, the Kremlin, Japanese diet. Most of that is just people in government who are fans of the show or interested in what we're doing, or somebody following a link from another website and you know, just surfing the web. But a lot of it, we've been able to track it directly back, is coming out of CENTCOM and NORTHCOM. And these guys go on there and say, we're going to kill you. You're a traitor. You're a communist. There is no North American Union. There is no plan to put military on the streets. It doesn't matter if it's on the news. When we report it, they go on and say we're liars. So they're running psyops against us. And let me tell you something, boys and girls, it is not working. You're just showing everybody who you are. So that's one of the articles. I only got into one of them. There's about 20 important stories in front of me. So we'll cover that. Kissinger calls for world government again on Charlie Rose. Bush is saying the automakers have to be nationalized. Stay with us.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight? only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough. You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, can we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me run through the headlines of the day, then I'll go back into more detail, into a few of them. The U.S. Corps of Engineers caught harassing activists on the Internet. Mainstream news. Kissinger, Obama, crisis could yield opportunities for New World Order. Automakers to get $17.4 billion, but Ford doesn't want it because it says the federal government will take control of the companies and then hand it over to their private cronies. Pro-sovereignty party reluctant about pledging allegiance to the Queen. Globe and Mail reports that, yes, the Queen really does run Canada, and they have a new party being sworn in as a minority member in the parliament, and they're saying they don't want to swear allegiance to her. They thought the country was free and not under colonial rule. Emanuel talked directly to the governor of Illinois, Blagojevich. Of course he did. This is being reported by the Chicago Sun-Times. I mean, Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, and, of course, Governor Blagojevich all came up together, and Rahm Emanuel was both of the men's handlers. I mean, they're best friends. So, of course, there was a deal to sell the Senate seat to Jesse Jackson, Jr., or others. We know that they were all in the bidding. We don't know if they were individually even involved, but the power brokers above them were. This is how government works. This is what government has turned into. There's now a story out. Nobel Prize probe launched, and it's talking about, you know, was the Nobel Prize purchased? Because the new Nobel Prize for medicine is going to the inventor of the HPV vaccine. Well, we know the type of things that Merck does. We know the type of things that Pfizer does. We know the type of things that these companies are continually caught doing. This is only the tip of the iceberg, so we'll be reporting on that as well. Big story I just mentioned yesterday, I want to spend some more time on today with Richard Gage when he joins us. And yes, we have April Gallup's phone number. We've been calling her since yesterday. We missed a call back from her, so we're playing phone tag with her. She was the Pentagon specialist who was there and clearly knew that a plane, according to her, did not crash into the building. She's now filed a suit. Remember about 6 months ago she was on trying to raise funds on air from the listeners, and I guess you did come through. So they filed a suit alleging that it was a government conspiracy to carry out the attacks. And so she's now filed that lawsuit. We'll be going over that as well today. Also, this story broke about 2 weeks ago, and we first covered it at Infowars.com. Now, WorldNet Daily has picked up on the story. Armed officers raid home, hold mom, kids for 6 hours. Health department cops allege licensing issue over food co-op. And they sell their farm-fresh organic eggs and grain there, and other farmers bring it there. It's only been around a few years. A small co-op for people that want organic. And it doesn't matter. They raided them with a SWAT team, held them at gunpoint, stole their computers, family belongings, you name it. And they're also now raiding people that are even giving neighbors milk. So Mexican troops are attacking and killing police every month on the border between the U.S. and Mexico. There's rocket attacks, 7,000 dead total in Mexico and on the border, 2,000 dead just on the Texas-Mexico border this year. Complete cities just shut down. You know, big 10-story hotels that, you know, I visited and stayed at on the border closed. Everything basically shuttered. Total corruption spreading everywhere. Truck bombs going off in Dallas makes it in the back of the newspaper where the Mexican mafia kills people. But don't worry, though. They're hiring thousands of new game wardens per state to harass everyone. They're going to make you pay fines and fees to hunt on your own property above the license, register your property, waive all your rights to be able to hunt. That's how they trick you in contract fraud. Just total micromanagement, 88 new taxes in New York State, hundreds of new taxes being erected in other states. Just total government frothing and grabbing and stealing and regulating everybody. Military to be on high alert for inauguration. So they'll be our saviors there to keep Obama safe. Military on the streets selling you, you know, with that image. Everybody in the world, billions will be watching the inauguration. There'll be troops everywhere patrolling the streets, all a big conditioning move. CNN meteorologist, man-made global warming theory is arrogant and a lie. See how long he has his job, or maybe he'll be on at 3 a.m. now on CNN. I'm going to try to get him on. So that's some of the news there that we have as well. I want to get into this first, though, before we run out of time here today. Now, I'm going to play this clip and then stop it periodically and make comments. U.S. Corps of Engineers caught harassing activists on the Internet. This is only the very surface of what's going on with the disinformation corps. From Homeland Security, from NORTHCOM, and from every branch, not just of the military, but every other federal agency, admittedly, has billions. The smallest agencies have billions, billions, according to congressional reports, billions of dollars for fake news, PR, propaganda, fake newscast, and paid bloggers. Huge office buildings across the United States are filled with paid propagandists with scripts to follow to attack land rights groups, Second Amendment groups, hunting rights groups, groups that want to control our borders, and groups that are against the North American Union. And they go around, you know, we can post a link to CNN and Vicente Fox saying, yes, it's a North American Union, yes, we're setting it up, and out of a financial crisis, we will get it. That's what the SPP said 3 years ago. We had to sue to get the documents. That's how we know what was going to happen, because we get their own documents. Now, we would post that link, just one example, and there would be hundreds of posts under it in the comments saying, you're liars, this is fake, this video isn't real. We would post the SPP documents from FOIA suits and with a link to Judicial Watch that originally got them. They will come in, the Army will come in, other bureaucracies will come in, and they will say, you are a liar, you are scum, you're a communist, you're making money off this, you're a liar. It's classic COINTELPRO. So let's go ahead and roll this clip and we'll analyze this newscast.
Next on Night Watch, Levy.org says it has discovered attacks posted on its blog are coming from inside the Army Corps of Engineers.
Just a few days ago, I discovered some solid evidence that showed that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have been systematically logging onto my blog and leaving comments that are attempting to shift responsibility for the New Orleans flooding away from the civil engineering profession and instead onto the citizens who live here.
From WWL-TV, the spirit of Louisiana, this is Louisiana's news leader, Channel 4's Eyewitness News Night Watch.
Some technical problems with the lottery. We'll bring that to you later on. Good evening. I'm Dennis Wolfering in for Mike Haas.
And I'm Lucy Bustamante. So should government computers be used to attack citizens who are working to hold government agencies accountable?
That's the question Levies.org is asking after its founder says she discovered computer equipment at the Corps of Engineers has been used to send messages attacking her group.
The citizens watchdog group Levies.org operates two internet blogs. And in recent months, the group's founder, Sandy Rosenthal, says she's noticed increasingly ferocious attacks against her, Levies.org, and its supporters in messages from at least two screen names.
They go after my credibility. They accuse me of making up data.
Levies.org has strongly criticized the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the levee failures that led to catastrophic flooding after Hurricane Katrina. And Rosenthal says the recent attacks on her blogs have had a recurring theme.
They're trying to send, and that message is that the locals blocked the Corps' wishes.
All right, stop right there. Back it up a few seconds. Okay. Number one, this is not the Army Corps of Engineers' fault. Let's get that straight. So there's always red herrings within red herrings, within distractions, within diversions, wheels within wheels on this. The federal government squandered and stole the money in contracts, and that came out. The local county government, the parish government, the city government as well was involved stealing the money, giving the bids to their cousins and brothers and family members. And that's all come out on record. This has all been intensely investigated. That is a red herring. We're not playing this clip here to talk about who's really at fault for all of this. We're talking about the military in the United States going into blogs and attacking people and attacking this organization. So there's enough blame to go around. Now, the Army Corps of Engineers was not involved with FEMA going in and cutting police and fire department radio and cell phone internal towers down. And the local police at gunpoint had to post guards, and then they caught FEMA cutting the fence, coming in again to hack down with fire axes the major police radio communications center. Now, they cut it as the hurricane was over the city. Then it went past, dumped all the rain, that came in, broke the levees, some suspicious things there and witnesses of bombs going off. The federal government admits that, what, back in the 20s, they did blow the levee, so that's also where that idea comes from. We don't know. The point is, we do know that FEMA wanted things to be a disaster, so they cut police communications, and that's why two-thirds of the police just went home, because their radios were down, their radios were off, and then it came out 2 days later that FEMA had cut all the communications as the storm hits. Now, why would they do that? You know, that adds evidence that they probably did blow the levees. And you say, why? To have a big disaster, to say they screwed up, to have a beta test, a laboratory test. They admit it was a laboratory test about gun confiscation, bringing troops in under FBI command, bringing Blackwater in, bringing Israeli Mossad in. Oh, you didn't know Israeli Mossad. That was actually on PBS. We've played that clip here with Bill Moyers. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening, and FEMA cut the lines, and then the police finally, days later, had to fix it and guard it. They wouldn't let other good branches or branches of the military trying to do a good job, like the Coast Guard was trying to bring in, you know, thousands of gallons of diesel. They were blocked. Firefighters and police groups all over the country that showed up, they were blocked because FEMA wanted to have the biggest crisis they could there to say, oh, look, we screwed up. We need even more power. And that's now come out. When we come back, that's a side issue. The main issue is government, bureaucracies, agencies, not just the military. They are on the web full time.
private groups that are contracted are on the web full-time attacking anyone that criticizes the government.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 19, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $839.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $864.25, $432.12 for the half ounce, and $216.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $864.25, $432.12, and $216.06.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Bob Chapman coming up, then Richard Gage, then Russell Wood, and then we've got the Buckeye Institute suing the state up there for raiding organic farmers at gunpoint. That's right, the Bob Dylan song comes true. Someday growing your own garden will be against the law. But if you want to steal trillions out of pension funds, go ahead. You want to put poison in the water supply? Go ahead. You want to be the government and run narcotics into the country? Go ahead. Just total corruption.
That's right.
The government is illegitimate. And that's why hundreds of agencies, there's hundreds, and they're all out there full-time battling the American people. That's why half the billboards I see around the country now are government propaganda. Turn in your neighbors if they spank their kids, turn in your neighbors if they smoke pot, spy on your neighbors, oh, the government loves you, oh, the government's good. The messages, it's just everywhere. You know, report illegal guns, shows a picture of a revolver. Your neighbor then thinks the guns are illegal when they're not, creating the perception that normal behavior is illegal because we have a criminal system that wants an excuse to feed on us. And most good people, if the government shows up with an official badge and uniform and says you've done something wrong, people will put up with tyranny if it has that official cover. Let's go back to a little bit more of this news piece about the Army Corps of Engineers going around engaging in black ops.
Blocked the Corps' wishes. And thus that the locals are responsible for the flooding.
A comment sent by someone using the screen name Overwrought last Thursday says, quote, sure, blame the Corps for the flood wall failures, but who do you blame for your own stupidity for putting your families in such a situation? A comment from a user with the screen name Steve O'Nollins on November 18th says, quote, you have chosen Corps bashing to persuade enough underinformed people that Katrina was a federal flood. Then the rest of the nation will pour even more money into the sinkhole of New Orleans. Rosenthal was curious. Who could the comments be coming from? So she plugged the screen names into an internet search to find out.
Yes, I was absolutely amazed.
The first thing she turned up was this.
This is Headquarters, U.S. Army Information System Command.
Then an even bigger surprise. She discovered the computer gear some of those messages came from belongs to USACE, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. You can watch the rest of it up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The issue here is not the thing being debated. It's that the military runs around masquerading as average citizens engaging in this type of propaganda. And that's nothing. You can go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can go to the Prison Planet Forum, and they'll be in there saying, I can't wait to kick you civilians' teeth in. I can't wait to kill you. Yes, it's a New World Order. Alex is a communist Al-Qaeda, and we are going to kill him. And then we go check the IP address, folks. It's from the military. And then you can check it. It's not just from the soldiers, you know, on their off time using computers. It's from commands. It's from Northcom. It's from CENTCOM mainly. And sometimes, and you can go to YouTube, they don't even care. They'll put their handle on there. And people say, well, you could, you know, somebody could be faking their handle. No. They'll be on there saying, kill Alex Jones, kill the Patriots, you know, the New World Order's good, or the New World Order doesn't exist. Then you Google their handle, and it takes you to their MySpace, their Facebook, or other sites, and they're saying similar stuff next to their picture on their own page. I mean, they'll even post videos of troops and contractors killing innocent Iraqis. Those hundreds of videos of machine-gunning families shooting cars up, and they're laughing. And then they'll always have weird heavy metal music with other fan videos for the military showing the troops slaughtering people. I mean, this is just dark stuff. These guys have gone completely over to the dark side. Now, certainly, the majority of the military is not like that. But the social engineers, they sift through all these people, and they take the unstable psychopaths, the sociopaths, the psychopathic sadist, and they promote them into command positions. You know, that came out with 29 Palms in the mid-1990s. They said, will you fire on U.S. citizens under PDDs, under presidential decision directives? Will you confiscate guns for national security emergency? And 76% said no. Well, they took the 24% that said yes, and they promoted them. And they put them into the FBI. They put them into the DEA. They put them into FEMA. And they now have giant armies, and they also fence them into private mercenary firms, not just doing military things, but intelligence gathering, spying, black ops, dirty tricks. And so the number of them is unknown, but we know to coordinate between them. They have 26,000 preachers brainwashed to work with them and tell their flocks to stand down, to hit the streets, TV and radio, and 23,000 corporate executives who've been given shoot-to-kill orders against U.S. citizens under orders. So, I mean, this is a huge invisible empire all around us that work for the criminals that are now looting the economy. We'll talk about the latest chapter on that front when we get back, and people having the police come after them for cough drops. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverINC.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us on this Friday the 19th of 2008. Only 12 days left in this year, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, automakers to get $17.4 billion. But all those are loan guarantees. Still, the economy will be in shambles and people won't be able to buy automobiles or even pay for the cheap gas. The White House announced a $17.4 billion rescue package for the troubled Detroit automakers that allows them to avoid bankruptcy and leaves many of the big decisions for the incoming Obama administration. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. That's a nice way of telling folks it's being nationalized. And if you read the plan, it says the White House, think of the power over those unions, over all those millions of workers, 3 million workers. Think of the power that will give the fascist running our country. You notice Bush is setting it up for him, passing the baton to Barack Obama. And then they can play games with the workers. They can use the workers as a political weapon. Speaking from the White House, President George W. Bush said the administration decided against forcing a bankruptcy to compel cost-cutting, but in the language it says they can force a bankruptcy, in order to avoid the risk that consumers would desert one or more of the companies and touch off an industry collapse, deepening the current economic downturn. In the midst of a financial crisis, allowing U.S. auto industry to collapse is not a responsible course of action, Mr. Bush said. And he goes, under ordinary economic circumstances, I would say this is the price of failed companies must pay. Remember, he said that right before the banker takeover 8 weeks ago. And I would not favor intervening to prevent the automakers from going out of business, the president said. But these are not ordinary circumstances. The deal would extend $13.4 billion in loans to General Motors and Chrysler LLC in December, and January another $4 billion likely available in February. It would also provide the government with non-voting warrants. Although the exact amount was unclear immediately, Ford Motor Co. has said it doesn't need short-term assistance. The deal is contingent on companies showing that they are financially viable by March 31st. If they aren't, the loans will be called and all funds will be returned, officials said. And it goes on to say the deal generally tracks key provisions of the bailout legislation that nearly passed Congress this month, but in relatively lenient in allowing the companies to show their viability. It defines viability as having a positive net pressure valve, a way of gauging the company's worth, taking into account all the future obligations. So what's happening here is they're going to give this $17 billion to begin with to GM and Chrysler. Ford doesn't want it because if you really read the legalese, it says the president and the Department of Commerce and the Department of Treasury and others will have the power to force bankruptcies or other serious decisions over the automakers, the two that are talking about taking the funds. Now, remember what happened with the banker takeover bill known as the banker bailout 8 weeks ago. And again, we haven't gotten new numbers in 2 weeks now. 2 weeks ago, the last numbers we got was $8.5 trillion taken by the Federal Reserve that U.S. taxpayers will have to pay back at interest. And they are telling Congress and the media, even under lawsuits, four-year lawsuits, and the feds have ruled saying, no, it's secret, that no one will be told where the money went. But the companies themselves are bragging. Hundreds of billions of dollars that we know of the trillions has been publicly given to the brokerage firm and big central bank employees. I mean, some of these CEOs have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. So right in front of everyone, they are giving themselves bonuses and huge increases in their overall pay packages. Same thing, the House just passed a huge pay increase for the Congress. Hillary Clinton has been confirmed, as you know, for Secretary of State, or is being confirmed. That doesn't seem to matter that under the Constitution, you can't leave the Senate in your term and go to another branch that you have raised the pay of. And the Senate, what, last year, raised the pay of the executive. Doesn't matter if that's a felony, violation of federal law, U.S. Code, Constitution, clearly in the subsections, they just don't care. Again, they are completely lawless. They are practicing legalese to set precedents to break any law they want whenever they want. So remember, they told us, look, just give us this unlimited power that the bill states, and we promise we'll be transparent. We promise we will tell you everything we're spending it on. We promise that we won't give CEOs or employees bonuses or pay increases. In fact, there'll be pay cuts. But none of that was in the bill, the 500-and-something page bill. Well, I went and scanned over it. I read the versions. We would always be reading the 2- or 3- or 4-day-old version while they were voting on the newest version, but days after it passed, sure enough, it was just like the other versions. It said that they are omnipotent above the law, that the Federal Reserve can issue its own treasuries, that they can basically seize any part of the economy they want, that they could take quadrillions, you know, thousands of trillions if they wanted to, that they can fully debase the currency. But remember, in the short term, they're busy buying up real assets and taking the money and leveraging it in more derivatives actions and openly buying up insurance companies that are healthy and banks that are healthy, regional banks that didn't get involved in the derivatives that are doing quite well. Remember they had the head of Goldman Sachs in an interview with the New York Times a month ago bragging, going, yeah, man, this is great for us. We're buying up good banks and insurance companies, and, well, we're going to, you know, pay our employees more. Now, they are laying off the service ends. When you hear Bank of America and Citibank and Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase, when you hear that they're laying off 20,000 here, 30,000 there, 40,000 here, 50,000 there, they're laying off, and you can go read it, it's in the news. I mean, the details are there. They're hiring low-level, they're getting rid of the low-level people that would give you retail loans, that would help you get a housing loan or a car loan or a business loan. Bank tellers, they're closing bank branches, so they're retail end. Because they don't need you anymore. They're killing the old economy. They're consolidating it. They are destroying it by cutting off liquidity so they can buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And the FDIC, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, just yesterday announced a new regulation. It's not a law, but they have omnipotent power. It's tyrannical, illegitimate power, but they have it. That, oh, by the way, no new banks, this is in the Wall Street Journal, no new banks are allowed to open. See, this is a banking consolidation. There are lots of groups and companies and individuals that are cash rich that didn't get invested in all these scams, but they're not allowed to go out and start new banks. So this is a vertical integration, a blowing out of the insolvent banks, consolidating them into under the three majors in the U.S., the five majors worldwide, and then forcibly buying up solvent banks and insurance companies at the regional and local level. And how are they doing that? Well, if a Texas bank, for instance, I know of one case just a few weeks ago, didn't want to sell, but federal regulators came in and said, we're going to be real easy on all your executives, and we're going to give you sweetheart jobs within the larger infrastructure. It's a corporate takeover. And if you don't do it, here are the federal regulators. They're going to white glove inspect you. See, the laws are written where nobody can follow all the laws. And then selectively, the elites can break all the laws, do whatever they want, break the serious laws. But then anybody who doesn't play ball with them, well, they can be destroyed by the bureaucracy. And see, the globalists have to destroy, or buy up your local banks because they have to have liquidity cut off for the public. And so if you have hundreds and hundreds of solvent local and regional banks that are quite wealthy, that are still going to be giving loans, still going to be financing business and construction, they have to be bought up so the management changes so that doesn't happen. So, again, this is a military strike with military precision. All of this is being done. This is economic warfare, which will then go into physical military occupation and oppression, just as our military has been used in hundreds of other third world nations to carry out the same chain of events. They've just been going at a slower pace here in the United States, being more careful about it, because we are quite a system to bring down and very dangerous in our death throes. Now, a lot is being said about the $50 billion Mr. Madoff stole from his family, his sons, and predominantly Jewish charities and investment groups. Steven Spielberg, the list goes, Mort Zuckerman, the list goes on and on. But the banks are being very secretive about their investments with him worldwide in the United States, Bank of Scotland, Bank of England, all of them, German banks, Russian banks, Dutch banks. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's hundreds of them. There's lists on the web, listed in the news. They won't release just how much they've been exposed, but it is rumored to be well in excess of $50 billion or more itself. Now, remember, that's only one guy, and they're trying to act like now he was just some bottom feeder, nobody. No, this was the founder and the former head of the NASDAQ, the second largest stock exchange on the planet. This guy had central banks of the world investing with him, and the media is now having to admit in the Wall Street Journal, in the Times of London, and other publications that all the major brokerage firms were doing what he was doing, that all of the major banks were doing this. So what he was doing was kosher. What he was doing is what the system is engaged in. I mean, look at it. We've got all these governors getting arrested. We've got all this corruption. I mean, every day in the local paper in Austin, it's some quasi-private utility running scams. The PEC review details past abuses of power, and then it lists just millions of dollars missing and gone and stolen. And that's just some local lower, you know, Pernalis Electrical Authority, some little low-level thing. I mean, it's just, it's a crime machine. It is a horde of locusts in three-piece suits that took over our governments, took over our counties and cities, ratcheted up all these taxes, which were then paid into the city, county, school district, water district coffers, and then 60%+ on average was invested into private funds. And it's incredible. After a city manager rips off a city, he then gets a job from $150,000 a year to $1 million a year at the very same brokerage firm he sells the city out to. Then you wonder why there's suddenly cops everywhere writing tickets, why there's suddenly fines and fees and the city grabbing people's houses. It's because these greedy bastards are stealing your money and putting it directly into their pockets. Do you understand? The guys in suits come take over your city, they raise the taxes, and they pay the taxes directly to themselves. While the budget that you hear about, it's only 35% on average of the money they're actually getting. They have big newscasts and discussions about the budgets on TV, but never about the double set of books, the comprehensive annual financial reports. And so now they have set up a system to finally destroy the free market in the United States and to blame what they've done on the free market when this had nothing to do with the free market. This is white-collar, hardcore crime. And so for the military, for the police, a lot of you listening in Austin or in Kansas City or upstate New York or California or Florida, some of you have been listening on stations that have been carrying us for more than 10 years continually. You heard me. I mean, I made a film 9 years ago, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. It's on DVD at Infowars.com. Go watch that. And we lay out the double set of books, how they're planning in the future. We say in the next 10 years, we have their own documents to implode the economy. We show you all the evidence, how when they were done transferring the majority of the wealth out of the people, out of the free market, out when they were done shutting down our factories and moving them overseas, when they fully had us where we were a debtor nation, public, private, and corporate, they would then move all the money offshore and then implode the United States and buy up the raw assets, the land, the value, and then socialize everything because the banks issue all the money. They can do whatever they want. And make everybody basically have government jobs or work for a corporation that's government funded, so we are literally feudal serfs and slaves. That's what elites do throughout history, and that's what these guys have now done. So, for police and military, when your standard of living plunges, which it already has, when your life is destroyed, when your children have no future, do not sit there and say you weren't told. I reach on the web alone, through the videos and the audios and the websites, hundreds of millions of people every year. And I'm just one guy in this fight. There are thousands of other prominent groups and websites and filmmakers doing just wonderful jobs as well. You've all seen this information. You heard us tell you exactly what would happen years ago. We are credible. We are accurate. Instead of you apologizing and coming to us and asking what you should do, you go on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and you talk about how I'm a traitor and how I need to be killed. Listen, you work for Madoff, you know, the guy that just stole conservatively over $100 million. And if he'd steal that from Steven Spielberg, if he'd steal that from, by the way, read the list, police funds. I mean, you may not care about me or even your own family, but you should at least care about yourself. I mean, they are, you understand, you're not going to get your pension funds. You're going to get a tiny fraction of it. Not just through inflation, but the total check. You are being cheated now. These are swindlers. They don't care about you. They're just going to use the military to suppress the public so that we can never get back control of our government and bring them to justice. See, these criminals know that they've been running these Ponzi schemes here since the 50s with the Chicago 1313 double set of books model that we cover in Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. We've been covering it since then. And since the 50s, they set up this model. It went nationwide by the mid-50s, so more than 50 years. tens of trillions of dollars a year sucked out of the local economies, put into the globalist coffers internationally. They're offshore. See, they're there crushing nations, destroying countries, starting wars, selling weapons to both sides. It's all about a monopoly game. They've got to bring down the sovereign wealth, the sovereign engines of creativity and the free market in countries so that they can sit above all the nations and play us off against each other. And they knew 50 years ago what they were doing was completely criminal in a financial coup d'etat. Look who made up the CIA, Wall Street, when it was set up in 47. And so they've known the whole time. It's just like when a bank robber goes in a bank, he pulls out a gun. He says, hands up. Well, that's what they've done with the police and the military and the tasers and the checkpoints and the brainwashing that all of this is good and for our own safety. They know they're stealing from us. They're squeezing us. They're taxing us. They're taking the money offshore. They're destroying our future. They're going after family farms, ranches, organic farmers, small factories. They use regulators to shut all them down so only the big mega corporations like Walmart can exist. This is cold-blooded. And for police and military, look at all the criminals. Look at what they get caught doing. It's a bankrupt system you work for. We as a people have to come to our senses and arrest the criminals. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call EcolaBlue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
To our police and military. They brainwashed you. They've told you that this culture of hatred of the public, this culture of mistrust of the public, was pro-freedom, that it was for your own safety, that the state was your mommy, that the state was your big brother, and that it was going to take care of you as long as you took care of it. The state was taken over completely with the 1947 National Security Act. The bankers had control of the issuance of currency and credit in 1913. They declared federal war powers martial law in 1933. And now the Federal Reserve has openly said in Bloomberg that we are now under full war powers again. Congress has been told they're under martial law. They're openly announcing troops on the streets of America. They're openly announcing that they plan to engage the American people. Now, again, the military and the police have to ask themselves, are you going to go with the offshore brokerage firms and banks that have openly stolen $8.5 trillion just through the banker takeover and all these other brokerage firms, that people that aren't being bailed out, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars that we know of separately? They have destroyed us. This is already irrevocable. We're going to go into a depression. The question is, through that depression, will they be able to grandstand as the saviors and bring in a police state and get everybody basically on a government mammary gland? And again, what did Henry Kissinger say? What did the Club of Rome say? What does the CFR say? What does the Security and Prosperity Partnership of the North American Union say? Over and over again in their documents that I cover in Endgame and other films, they say, we will create a world financial crisis that will bring in our world government publicly with the banks openly running the planet and taxes paid directly to them. That means you will pay carbon taxes and other taxes directly to the private banks, the private intergroup. The Bank of England, basically, is what controls the world financial system. And then they will issue bonds that have greater value than government bonds, basically our government bonds. Again, last week, New York Times, we are seeing amazing things. The New York Times coming out and saying that you will buy your bonds, not from the Treasury of England, not from the Exchequer, not from the Treasury in the U.S., not from the German Treasury, but from the Bundesbank, from the Federal Reserve, from the Bank of England. Oh, it says Bank of England, but it's not of the government of England. It says Federal Reserve, but it's not federal. It says Bundesbank, but it's not German. It's not government. They have been the government for a long time. Now they're just flexing their muscles and fully imploding the situation. And they state that they are going to destroy the world's currencies and come out with a new global, partially gold-backed currency. You'll still have your nation's currency, but it will be set every day by the central banks. It will be a one-world currency controlled by them, all currencies regulated and controlled by them. And that they are then going to issue everyone a national ID card. It's already globally standardized. It's really a world ID card. To track all your purchases, everything you do, there's going to be a worldwide sales tax. They're going to have the income tax on top of it. Every purchase you make, everything you do will be tracked. That's why, and I've read the corporate documents on this 7-8 years ago, read them on air, when they have these big retail conventions, and they stated, you know, the government says, well, we won't audit your company as long as you comply with this. And that is when you buy a headlight or a battery or a gallon of milk, you notice they're wanting, when you pay cash, your name and your phone number. They're getting you ready for the cashless society. Total enslavement, everyone with a card to buy, sell, and trade. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.